Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After the game yesterday, the football after show on NBC Sports Chicago, used to host that show. A lot of good people that are a part of that show. In front of and behind the cameras, Lance Briggs was, upset's not even the right word. How about this? I'll just let you hear what Lance said about Eddie Jackson's tackling, and then we'll take the next step.
Eddie Jackson, you know, we've talked to this before, and his name keeps coming up for the wrong reasons. You know, his name keeps coming up for reasons as you are the safety. You are the last line of defense. When you come up and you make that hit on Devontae Adams and he gets past you, it's going to be a touchdown, kid. You have to make that play. Mm. Get him down by any means necessary. Don't care how you do it. Even if you shoot at the worst flag, still keeps him out of the end zone. Mm-hmm. But you got to find a way to get him down.
Yes, you have to get him down. I mean, I know that I am biased towards Lance. Herbie, is there anything inflammatory there?
Only thing people are taking exception with is that by any means necessary. I understand what he means by that. Even if you do commit a penalty, it prevents them from scoring a touchdown. You're the last line of defense. So if it means doing something untoward, at least they don't score a touchdown. At worst, it's on the 1 yard line.
Okay, so apparently Eddie was upset by this, and I get it. Like, when people talk about you, it can be upsetting. So he went back and found a tweet from Pro Football Focus saying that Lance Briggs was leading the league in missed tackles in 2011. Was it 2011, Herbie? Is that what it was? You know what else Lance Briggs did in 2011? Went to the Pro Bowl for the seventh consecutive year in his career. And it was one of the 8 years where he had over 100 tackles in a season. He's literally a finalist for the Hall of Fame. Football player, athletes in general, love to play the credentials games with us, and they have a distinct advantage when doing that. I've never played in the NFL. I've never played Major League Baseball. I've never played hockey. So, yeah, you can try to dismiss my opinion, even if my opinion may be right, by the fact that I didn't play the game. Not only did Lance Briggs play the game, he played it at such a high level that he's now a finalist for the Hall of Fame of the game at a position that's really difficult to get in. And I think it'll probably be a while for Lance. But let's not get it twisted. His football credentials are pretty great. He's been an All-Pro. He's won playoff games. He's been like one of the big reasons why they won playoff games. He's played in a Super Bowl. 7-time Pro Bowler. And I'm not trying to throw shade at Eddie because I want Eddie to succeed. And I think that he's really, really talented. And I do think that there's a place for ball hawking safeties. If you look at Lance's career, the arc of it went up as he kept playing until we get to 2011. So 9 years into his career, and then there's a decline. Not it happened real fast, and he was searching for it and trying to get back to that level of play. It's just weird. It's like, what does Fonte say? He's your OG's OG. Like, it's a strange person to shift your ire to. And the main thing, Herbie, can you load up the brick sound again? I consider myself to be one of Lance's teammates on the television side. I've been a teammate of his. I consider him to be a friend, and I enjoyed working with him. I want you to listen to this. And now I want you to imagine Lance Briggs either in his Bears uniform on the sideline or in the Bears locker room talking directly to Eddie.
Eddie Jackson, you know, we've talked to this before, and his name keeps coming up for the wrong reasons. You know, his name keeps coming up for reasons as you are the safety. You are the last line of defense. When you come up and you make that hit on Devontae Adams and he gets past you, it's going to be a touchdown, kid. You have to make that play. Mm-hmm. Get him down by any means necessary. Don't care how you do it. Even if you shoot at the worst flag, still keeps him out of the end zone. Mm-hmm. But you got to find a way to get him down.
Do you think of what you know of Lance Briggs, the football player, that he would not say all of these things to Eddie Jackson's face? Because that's the place that I came back to. That sometimes there's the feeling of, well, you won't say it to my face. I mean, that happens to me, and I will say it to your face. But you think that guy wouldn't, if they were playing together, you don't think that he, do you know the type of stuff that went on inside defensive huddles for that team? Do you know the type of things that were said by Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs and Charles Tillman to their teammates when things broke down? Pick a better opponent, because there's no place where you win this one, Eddie. You don't win it in playing credentials. You don't win it in overall, like, imagined or real toughness. You don't win it there. And honestly, I would tell you that this is a guy who could help make you a better player. And at the heart of it, I have a video from the double doink game. I'm sorry to bring it up. These guys, at the time, what had Lance been out the league by then? He'd been out the league 4 years when the double doink game happens. He and Alex Brown are literally acting as if they were on the sidelines. They were on a knee, holding hands, trying to will that ball inside of the uprights. One of the great things about working with them and Olin and Matt Forte is that they genuinely still care about what happens to the Bears. My view on it is more clinical than anything. They're still emotionally tied to this franchise. And I would offer this to Eddie, and I would say, instead of wanting the endorphin rush of the likes on Twitter for your clapback, I would highly recommend reaching out to Lance Briggs to talk to him. And I think that you would end up being a better football player because of it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.